Crime Alert. I'm Nancy Grace, breaking crime news now. Straight out to Nicole Parton for the latest.
Nancy, more than 2 months after the body of 14-year-old Celeste Rivas Hernandez were discovered partially dismembered inside a vehicle, shocking new details have emerged. Investigators now say her remains were partially frozen when they were found. On September 8th, employees at a Hollywood tow reported a foul odor coming from a Tesla SUV that had been sitting on the lot for 5 days. The car had been abandoned in the Hollywood Hills area. That Tesla with Texas plates was registered to 20-year-old David Anthony Burke, better known as David, a rising R&B musician with millions of fans. According to a report from TMZ, Celeste's decomposing body parts, including her head and torso, were thawing inside the front trunk when the grisly discovery was made. Her body in horrific condition, decapitated, torso intact, but her limbs had been removed and cut into tiny pieces. Police say the Tesla was parked near a Hollywood Hills rental home where Burke had been living before it was towed. Detectives later served a search warrant at the home and seized evidence. On November 18th, LAPD sources told KTLA that Burke is considered a suspect in Celeste's death. The teen had been missing from the Lake Eleanor area since April 2024 when she was just 13. Investigators are looking closely at her possible relationship with Burke. Images online appear to show the two together, and the girl's mother told police her daughter had a boyfriend named David. The pair reportedly shared matching tattoos on their right index finger with the word "shh." Friends in Burke's circle believe Celeste was 19 when, in fact, she was 14. Following the discovery, Burke canceled his U.S. and European tour dates and shelved an album release. Sources say he is not cooperating with investigators and has not commented publicly. Detectives are also investigating whether the suspect had help dismembering and disposing of the body. TMZ reports investigators believe the manner of dismemberment suggests more than one person was involved. They're also looking into a trip Burke allegedly made to a remote area of Santa Barbara County in the middle of the night last spring. Celeste's body was found the day after her 15th birthday, but officials believe she died weeks earlier. The frozen state of her remains may make it difficult to determine a cause of death. Her funeral was held in October at Queen of Heaven Cemetery in Roland Heights. So far, no arrests have been made, and any decision to prosecute will likely come after the official autopsy report is released.
More crime and justice news after this. A New York Jets player, Chris Boyd, in critical condition after being involved and injured in a shooting in New York City. The NFL star, 29, shot outside a fine dining restaurant the early morning hours. A spokesperson from NYPD says authorities responded to a 911 of a male with a gunshot wound to the abdomen in front of 156 West 38th.
During a press conference, NYPD Chief of Detectives Joseph Kinney detailed what led up to the chaos early Sunday morning, November 16th. It started around 2 a.m. when 29-year-old cornerback Boyd, along with his teammate Jermaine Sherwood, wide receiver Irvin Charles, and a friend visiting from Texas, pulled up to the Celeste, a Midtown Asian fusion speakeasy known as a celebrity hotspot. As the group approached, four or five men outside allegedly began heckling them, mocking their outfits, and throwing out lines like, "What, do you think you're better than us?" Boyd's group ignored the taunts and went inside but didn't stay long. According to Kinney, quote, "They're not feeling it, and they decide to leave." That's when things turned ugly. Outside, the same group confronted them again. This time, Boyd and his friends fired back verbally. The exchange escalated into what Kinney called a pretty chaotic melee involving up to 60 people. Then gunfire. A shooter opened fire twice with a 9mm handgun. One bullet struck Boyd in the chest, pierced his lung, and is now lodged in his pulmonary artery. The gunman fled, jumping into a white BMW. Police say surveillance video shows two vehicles of interest speeding out of the parking garage across from the restaurant, ramming through the gate before racing onto Broadway. Detectives have identified a person of interest thanks to a Crime Stoppers tip and social media post, but no arrest yet. Investigators also recovered a $185,000 watch at the scene. So far, no one's claiming it. Nancy Boyd remains hospitalized as police work to track down the shooter.
Nicole, thank you.
Nothing good happens after midnight.
Tensions high between Chantel Hudson and her mom after they moved from Bishop, California to Dayton, Nevada, just after Chantel starts her junior year of high school. Chantel's mom thinks her teen girl has fallen in with the wrong crowd at her new school. 7:30 Monday morning, Chantel leaves home on foot after an argument. Her mom reports Chantel missing when she's marked absent from school. Searches of Chantel's route to school turn up nothing. Several reported sightings turn out to be misidentifications. Chantel's social security number, no activity, and extensive driver's license searches don't provide any leads. Chantel Hudson now missing 36 years. Chantel, Native American, 5'5", brown hair, brown eyes, glasses, has a scar on her left ring finger, a birthmark on her lower back. If you have info on Chantel Hudson, call Lyon County, Nevada Sheriffs, 775-577-5023. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. And please join us for our daily podcast, Crime Stories, where we do our best to find missing people, especially children, and help solve unsolved homicides. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace. This is an iHeart podcast, guaranteed human.